It's that time again, Longhorn fans. Basketball is back at the ranch, and it's live on GRHS iRadio. We're beginning our ninth season of live basketball on GRHS iRadio, LCISD's first and only campus radio station at George Ranch High School. Brian Henry's boys basketball team has its sights set on winning District 26A and moving into the UIL playoffs. The Lady Longhorns have a new coach, Michelle Trotter, who will lead her club into battle in District 26A play with an eye on the UIL postseason. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio team for live high school basketball.
All right, live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Keenan Vaughn, I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you in. The Hightower Hurricanes are here. They lead the 26A League with a spotless 10-0 record. But before we get to the varsity game, we got a good one here with the junior varsity. The Longhorns have been playing nip and tuck with the Hurricanes in the JV contest. But consecutive baskets by sophomore Travis Valerian has put the Longhorns ahead 70-69 with 54 seconds left.
Yeah, Tom, it's been close all game long, but here in the fourth period, the Longhorns have really come into their own and taken the lead for the first time in the ball game. And we'll see if they can get a takeaway here. They'll toss it up.
And
they, yes, they do.
Yeah, and the award is to George Ranch. 42 seconds left. Longhorns by one. The inbound comes from Connor Doughty. Liam's brother gets that one into Valerian. Valerian is double teamed by the Longhorn bench, and the ball is taken away into the hands of the Hurricanes, and they go ahead by one, 71-70. Ball is back in the hands of the Longhorns. Kervion McNeil sent that one over this direction, and it was tipped by one of the Hurricanes and out of bounds. We'll keep it here and talk about the varsity a little bit coming up. As we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Hightower Hurricanes are a spotless 10-0. And have been in the top spot since play started back in December.
Yeah, the Longhorns definitely have a challenge cut out for them today. Like you said, Tom, a perfect 10-0 in district record, 20-6 overall, first place in 26A. And currently they are on a 12-game win streak as of today. But I think if you go back to a little bit earlier in December, these two met at Hightower High School, and it was a really close game. The Longhorns are currently sitting at ninth with only a 1-10 record in district, but I think the big note that I wrote down for this game is expect the unexpected. The Longhorns can definitely make this a battle if they can limit that high-scoring Hightower offense, which averages over 61 points per game. But I would say their weakness is definitely in their defense. They still let up over 54 per game. So if the Longhorns can really get going here in the varsity game, then they have a chance of sticking in this one.
And that was the first game of 26A play. Both teams have progressed and grown since December 12th when the Longhorns dropped that three-point decision. It is significant that they lost by at the home of the Hurricanes. So we'll see if playing here at George Ranch is enough to balance that out, and the Longhorns can steal one from the district leaders. All right, the inbound with 15 seconds left. Longhorns down by one, 71-70. Ball is poked away from Valerian from behind. Now ahead, ball blocked. The putback is good, 73-70. And that is the end of the ball game. A turnover led to possession by the Hurricanes, went down court, first shot was no good, the follow was good, And that's the end of the ball game. Hurricane 73 and the Longhorns 70.
And to add insult to injury, after the buzzer went off, one of the Longhorns picked up the ball and just chucked it full court, and they actually sank the shot all the way. So it just proves that they had a couple more seconds, and maybe this one would be tied up. But as it stands, Hightower takes the JV game.
Yeah, and at the auxiliary gym next door, the freshmen dropped their decision to Hightower. So the varsity team, instead of going for the program sweep, can interrupt the program sweep that the Hurricanes have going on with a victory here this afternoon. We'll take a break when we come back. More from George Ranch. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHS iRadio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Caldwell Banker Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorn Athletics on GRHS iRadio.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, just confirming starting players for the Hightower Hurricanes into the Ranch this afternoon for 26A play. But before we get to all of that, Keenan's going to update you on 26A standings.
Let's dive into it here today. As of Saturday, January 28th, these are the District 26A standings in varsity boys basketball. At first place is the Hightower Hurricanes, sitting at a perfect 10-0 in district record. We have a three-way tie for second place between the Elkins Knights, the Travis Tigers, and the Bush Broncos, all sitting at 7-4. In fifth place, you've got the Clements Rangers at 6-4. In sixth place, the Ridgepoint Panthers at 4-7. In seventh, the Austin Bulldogs with a record of 3-7. The Dulles Vikings at 3-8 in eighth place. And in ninth, the George Ranch Longhorns sitting at 1-10.
As we told you Wednesday night during our Lady Longhorns broadcast, 26A girls and boys are on a Wednesday-Saturday schedule for the balance of the season. That's why we're here this afternoon with Hightower High School. Other games going on. Ridgepoint is at Clements. Elkins at Bush and Travis at Austin.
And I think it's important to note at this point in the season, I mean, we are at the tail end of the 2022-2023 season for both boys and girls basketball. This is the, I believe, the third to last game after this game, only two more to go for both teams. And like Tom said, we are moving to that Wednesday and Saturday schedule, moving from Tuesday and Thursday. So next week we'll have a broadcast on Wednesday for girls, and then like we are today, we'll have another Saturday afternoon broadcast for the boys squad. And that will wrap up the season for both the Lady Longhorns and Coach Henry's Longhorns varsity squad.
And if you are wondering, hey, how come you didn't mention the Dulles Vikings? That's because they are the team with the bye this afternoon. The other eight teams are matched up, as we gave you, and Fort Bend Dulles at 11-17 overall, 3-8, and in eighth place is taking the afternoon off. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we have our interview with Brian Henry. You're listening to Live Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Let's go back out to the gym and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's game.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at the gym, about 4 minutes left in the pregame shoot-around before we give you starting lineups and the opening tip. As we pointed out before we took the break, this is our opportunity to play our interview with the Longhorns head coach, Brian Henry. All right, Brian Henry is here. It's halftime in the JV game versus the Hightower Hurricanes. Tip-off in about 45 minutes for the varsity. Let's break this question down into two parts. First of all, with a team like Hightower coming in, they got a big record. They're on top of our district. How do you manage your kids in the locker room as far as the mystique of a big team like that?
The good part about it, we faced them already. They won by four. It was an up and down battle. Like you said before, they are very efficient on both sides of the ball. Number one in the district. But playing them, we know what they do. We just got to counter and execute on both sides of the ball.
Okay. And the second part of the question then is, what are your keys today and what have you learned from that first outing that's going to help you against the Hurricanes today?
We have to eliminate that transition. They are very, very great in transition offensively as well as rebounding. They're not as big, but those guys are very skilled of crashing the glass and getting reading bound. So we can limit our turnover, stop defensive transition, and also score. We could be right in this thing.
You guys have had some good outings here over the last couple games. The big win in overtime against Ridgepoint. You dropped a three-point decision the other night at Bush, but it seems like your guys are moving in the right direction and gelling at the right time.
Yes, they're starting to pick it up and key in. It's crazy because we'll lose the first and second quarter and we win in the third and fourth quarter, but we have to put it together all 32 minutes and make that play when it's need to be. It is a tough district, but we just got to overcome some things and fight all the way to the end.
And it's got to help being at home this afternoon. 26A is now on that Wednesday-Saturday schedule, but it looks like we're going to have a good crowd here this afternoon. That has to help.
Yes, a crowd. We need the crowd support. Like I say, once we make that shift from Wednesday to Saturday, the guys are now out of a routine. We haven't played a Saturday since in December tournament, so I just told them, hey, make sure you guys get enough rest, fluid, and be ready to go.
Coach, we always appreciate your time. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you once again.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio. Let's head back out to the gym and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's game.
Thank you, Bob Riley, back at George Ranch High School. Just about five or six ticks on the clock. Run down the pregame activities, and you'll hear the horn in just a second. There it is. We're getting ready for starting lineups and the opening tip. First for the Hightower Hurricanes at 20-6, perfect 10-0 in 26A play. Shooting guard, a senior, Corey Thompson. Strong forward, also a senior, Cameron Thompson. The point guard, a senior, Javon Smith. Jarek Sasser is a sophomore guard. And Milton Rice is the junior center. Corey Thompson, Cameron Thompson, Javon Smith, Jarek Sasser, and Milton Rice, the starting five for the Hightower Hurricanes.
And the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns, we start with a senior shooting guard standing at 6'2", Evan Howard. And a point guard standing at 5'8", a senior, Oren Limbrick. Small forward, 6'4", junior, Julius Carter. And number 21, senior, Liam Dottie. And a junior power forward standing at 6'7", Chid Chiakwalu. That's Evan Howard, Oren Limbrick, Julius Carter, Liam Dottie, and Chid Chiakwalu. Your starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns.
Few other numbers to throw your way. Hightower averages 61 points per game. They give up 54. The Longhorns at 46 as their scoring average. They give up 47.1. So, Hightower has the edge as far as their internal numbers. The Longhorns, with their 11-18 record, with a one-point differential between what they give up and what they score.
And I pointed this out in the pregame. If there's any area for the Longhorns to take advantage of to win this game, it's Hightower's defense. They still give up around 54 points per game. So, like Coach Brian Henry said, if they can limit their mistakes and be aggressive on offense, I think they can really stay in this game and compete.
All right, teams heading out to tip things off this afternoon. Now with the play-by-play, here's Keenan Vaughn.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play ball here at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. It is Chid Chiakwalu and number 23, Milton Rice, standing at the center of the court awaiting the tip-off. George Ranch Longhorns facing off against the first-place Hightower Hurricanes here in the competition gym. And the referees conferring with the scores table before we get started.
And let's talk about the uniforms. The Hurricanes in all black with green numbers and letters. Longhorns in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and letters. You'll have to excuse me, being the old guy that I am. It may take a second to pick up those numbers. That dark green on black is hard to look at. Keenan won't have the trouble I'm talking about. But
I'll do my best to scout out those numbers for you folks.
All right.
And as the ref approaches center court, we are about to get started. A great crowd here at George Ranch High School. This should be a battle. And Chichiokalu gets the tip-off. We are underway. Oren Limbrick starting off the possession here in the first period. He's guarded by Jarek Sasser. Off to Liam Doughty, Julius Carter. And a steal there by the Hightower Hurricanes all the way down court. A long pass. Julius Carter tried to grab it. Let's see if they say he last touched it. And they'll give it right back to the Longhorns. It was a steal by number 23, Milton Rice. He tried to pass it down to Corey Thompson and got out of hand and out of bounds. Evan Howard will take it. Tries to pass it off to Liam Doughty. Doughty step back. And a jump shot knocks it down for the first points of the game. The senior, Liam Doughty, with a beautiful step back two-pointer. And Liam Doughty gets the rebound off of a miss by Milton Rice.
Longhorns moving right to left across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your telephone, right to left in this first half. If you're a fan of the Hightower Hurricanes, we welcome you into the broadcast.
Longhorns already up 2-0 after 1 minute here in the first period. Oren Limbrick with a step back shot off the iron. Evan Howard gets the rebound. And he'll set up back up top. He's covered by number 4, Javon Smith. Back to Liam Doughty in the left corner. Now to Chichiokalu. And the pass from Julius Carter to Evan Howard. And a stingy defense by the Hightower Hurricanes, showing that tough zone defense in the paint. Evan Howard knocked down hard after he tried to put up the layup. And the pass down to Thompson. And he puts it off the backboard and in. That was Cameron Thompson with the lay-in. Ties it up at 2.
Corey and Cameron Thompson in the lineup together for the Hurricanes.
We'll make sure to specify so you know which Thompson is on the move. Oren Limbrick. And the dump off to Liam Doughty. Doughty tried to lay it in with the hook shot. Couldn't quite get it. Corey Thompson tries to take it, but we're going to see a traveling foul or traveling call against the Hightower Hurricanes.
Third turnover of the early going here for the Hurricanes. George Ranch with the 1.
Again, tied at 2 here at George Ranch High School. Evan Howard facing off against Javon Smith. He'll try to take it into traffic by himself. Under the basket to Liam Doughty in the right corner. Facing coverage by Cameron Thompson. Howard with the spin move to Chichiokalu, puts it up off the rim and taken by number 3, Cameron Thompson on the rebound. Off to Jarek Sasser. Sasser trying to put the moves on Oren Limbrick. Now to a wide open Corey Thompson for 3, and he nails it.
All right, so the Thompson brothers accounting for all points in the first 3 minutes of this game.
5-2 Hurricanes. Julius Carter gets it after a near steal by the Hurricanes, and they get it right back. Sasser for 3. Nothing but net on that shot. And that makes it 8-2. We'll see a timeout called early here by Coach Brian Henry. We'll take one as well. You're listening to GRHSI Radio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Let's go back out to the gym and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's game.
Welcome back to George Ranch High School, everybody. I'm Keenan Vaughn alongside Tom Tarando. Longhorns facing an early deficit against the Hightower Hurricanes. They're down 2-8 here in the first period. Evan Howard in the left corner. Long pass to Liam Doughty. Alvin Bro. Facing coverage by Sasser. Gets the pick. Tries to pass it inside traffic. That one knocked out of bounds. They'll keep it with the Longhorns. And Tom, that Hightower offense firing on all cylinders so far. And Longhorns just need to respond to stay in this one.
And Brian Henry talked about one of the keys to the game is stopping their transition game. And we want the Longhorns to focus on that. He does going forward in the game.
It was a battle to put it in the basket for the Longhorns. It was between Julius Carter and Mononwu trying to tip it in. We are going to see a foul whistled here against the Hightower Hurricanes.
It was Milton Wright, the junior center, picking up the first foul of the game.
Liam Doughty with a nice shot. Got it over Cameron Thompson and into the basket. And Milton Rice tried to put one in of his own. Taken by Evan Howard on the rebound. We're about halfway into the first period here. Howard looking for someone open. Finds Liam Doughty in the paint. Now off to Mononwu. Mononwu, the tip after the shot. Liam Doughty with the put back in. Liam Doughty, 4 points on the dot for him here in the first period. Strong performance by the senior. And, accounting for all 6 points. So it is 8-6. Hightower still in front. Corey Thompson looking for the pick and roll. He'll put up a three-pointer of his own off the iron, recovered by Mononwu. He'll get it off to Alvin Bro. Bro to Julius Carter, now to Liam Doughty. Doughty takes it himself. That one bounces off the back of the rim. Recovered by Sasser. Sasser all alone. And Mononwu looks like got a little too physical, trying to guard Mononwu's lay-in. That'll be the first team foul for the Longhorns here today, still 8-6. First shot up and in for Jarek Sasser. He had a three-pointer earlier in the first period, now has 4 points in total. And as Coach Brian Henry said, you don't necessarily see a size advantage by either team, but Hightower makes up for it with their high scoring. 2 for 2, Jarek Sasser from the line makes it 10-6, a 4-point lead for the Hightower Hurricanes.
And Hightower will maintain that press on the inbound as they started the game.
Evan Howard with the three-pointer from long range in the right corner. First points for the senior. Turns a 4-point deficit now to just a 1-point lead for Hightower. Sasser covered by Bro, and we're going to see a foul whistled against Alvin Bro. Got a hold of his jersey as he was trying to go into the paint, and that will send Sasser back up to the line.
And Bro just kind of stuck his hip out a little bit as one of the Hurricanes tried to dribble by and picked up that personal foul, the second one of the game for George Ranch.
Excuse me, so Sasser not heading up to the line, it was a non-shooting foul. Missed jump shot by Milton Rice. Gives it back to the Longhorns on the rebound. Liam Doughty swings out to Alvin Bro. Bro for three. Knocks it in. Longhorns have their first lead of the ball game. And Alvin Bro, the junior. And Longhorns, just like they did in the first in-district game of the season, keeping it close between a juggernaut of Division 26A.
And while we were talking there, turnover by the Hurricanes. Longhorns then give it up right back.
And the long pass to Corey Thompson on the right side. He's covered by Gavin Conley coming in for the Longhorns. A double team on number 12, Asa Christopher. So Longhorns still lead by two. 2 minutes left here in the first period. Evan Howard up top, trying to put a move on Thompson. Gets it out to Gavin Conley in the paint, and he puts it up and in.
The 6'5 junior, hard to deny him when he's that close to the basket. They got it down on the baseline. He just dropped it in.
And he's been a great presence inside the paint, getting rebounds and putting it back up into the basket like the Longhorns have needed. 14-10 here. And Corey Thompson swinging it out to his brother Cameron. Took a three-point shot, recovered by Mononwu. And Longhorn starting to clamp down on defense. Liam Doughty passed it to Alvin Bro off of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover by the Longhorns.
Miscue number 4 for George Ranch, 5 for the Hurricanes.
And another thing Coach Henry talked about in his pregame interview was limiting those mistakes. And we'll have to see if they can limit those turnovers going further into this ball game. Conley guarding Jaden Hughes. And the shot is off of the mark. Corey Jackson tried to take it down. We'll see a whistle blown here. It's going to be Cameron Thompson committing the foul.
His first of the afternoon and just the second team foul for the Hurricanes.
Evan Howard gets it to Gavin Conley once again under the basket, rolls, swiveled a bit, and goes in. That's basket number 2 for Gavin Conley. Now a 6-point lead for the Longhorns as they are starting to pull away on offense here in the first period. Corey Thompson, a breakup there by Mananwu. Gets it away from Milton Rice. And Evan Howard trying to get off the press by Corey Thompson. Alvin Bro gets it to Evan Howard for 3. Nothing but net on the second 3-point shot by Evan Howard. 18-10, Longhorns winding down here in the first period. Sasser trying to take it inside traffic.
And a reach-in foul there by Alvin Bro, his second.
3 team fouls by the Longhorns, 2 by the Hurricanes.
Consecutive 3-pointers by Evan Howard gives George Ranch a 9-point lead with 4 seconds left in the first quarter.
Cameron Thompson inbounding quickly. And the throw up by Hughes was no good. We'll see if they count. Yes, they count the 1. I believe that was Cameron Thompson, who got it just in the nick of time to put it back in. And that'll make it 19-12, Longhorns in front heading into the second period. You're listening to GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back, sports fans, to GRHS iRadio for Longhorns varsity basketball. They are currently taking on the Hightower Hurricanes, and both teams coming into this game are on opposite sides of the standings. Hightower in first, and George Ranch in ninth. But Longhorns are the ones currently leading by 7, 19-12 to be exact. And we are here in the second period to see if they can hold on to that advantage. Corey Thompson starting off things for Hightower. Gets it out to his brother Cameron. With the spin move out, Conley puts up a shot off of the iron. Liam Doughty on the recovery gets it out to Alvin Bro. Bro close to the out-of-bounds line. Gets it to Chichiokulu. Now to Gavin Conley, broken up by number 4, Javon Smith. And a long pass. Bro almost got a hand on it. Cameron Thompson. The pass to Jaden Hughes. And a nasty block by Chichiokulu on the shot by Cameron Thompson. Gives it right back to the Longhorns. And as I mentioned in the first period, Longhorns really clamping down on defense, doing what they need to do. Alvin Bro up top. finding Liam Doughty in the left corner.
I don't want to say the Longhorns started slow because they didn't, but a deliberate start for George Ranch, but they really came on in the balance of the first quarter, and a lay-in there by Corey Thompson.
Makes it 19-14. Longhorns still in front. And they look to add their first points of the second period. Hold on to this lead. Corey Jackson faces another double team. A steal there by Javon Smith. And he lobs it up there for Milton Rice just over his head and out of bounds. Another turnover for the Hightower Hurricanes. We'll see some new faces here on the Longhorns side of things. Back in is Evan Howard and Julius Carter. So we've got Carter, Howard, Alvin Bro, Curtis McNeil in for the first time, and Chid Chiakalu.
And let's set the Hurricanes that are on the floor. Jaden Hughes, Jarek Sasser, Milton Rice, Cameron Thompson, and Corey Thompson.
Alvin Bro gets it to Julius Carter. Swings it all the way back to Evan Howard on the right side. Chiakalu with the jump shot, no good. He loses control of it, once again taken by Hughes, and gets it out to Milton Rice. Chiakalu gets it right back for the Longhorns, and both squads kind of struggling with those turnover numbers, and both playing admirable, aggressive defense, but the Longhorns just trying to get it in the basket off of Hightower, but it will not be on this possession as Curtis McNeil is called for traveling. Remains at 19-14.
Turnover number 7 on the afternoon for George Ranch. Check that, number 8, and 8 for the Hurricanes.
Javon Smith loses it, and it's picked up by Alvin Bro. Amazing pass to Curtis McNeil. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Alvin Bro. He scooped up after Javon Smith lost control of it, just swung it out blindly to Curtis McNeil, who just puts it in easily for the layup. 21-14, Longhorns. Back up to a 7-point advantage. Milton Rice trying to put on the moves on Chiakalu in the paint. Misses the shot. And Evan Howard gets it to Julius Carter. Evan Howard from long range. Can't get it.
And the ball hit Curtis McNeil and went out of bounds on that exchange. And it'll go back to the Hurricanes. Some of the staff here at the gym is going to check on a Hurricane. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball, GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Welcome back to George Ranch High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn alongside Tom Tarando here on GRHSI Radio for Longhorns Varsity Basketball. They lead the Hightower Hurricanes by 7. Cameron Thompson facing 3 Longhorn defenders. And we'll see a foul call against Evan Howard. And it will be a non-shooting foul. It'll lead the Hightower Hurricanes to inbound. And there's something to be said about this Longhorns defense. You're facing an offense averaging 60 points per game. Thompson gets the inbound, and it's his brother, Corey Thompson, who puts it back in the basket. Makes it 21-16, but Longhorns have been strong facing that high-flying Hightower Hurricanes offense. And able to clamp down, I've said it all game. And the steal there by Cameron Thompson once again. It was Corey Thompson, correction, and back-to-back baskets for the senior for Hightower. What was a 7-point lead, now only 21-18. Longhorns in front. Javon Sasser tried to get the turnaround. We'll see the signal for 2 free throws here. The foul call against number five, Curtis McNeil. Sasser had a previous trip up to the line in the first period. He was 2 for 2. And if he can make both of these here, makes it just a one-point game for the Hightower Hurricanes.
Corey Thompson, 6 points here in the second quarter, 9 for the ball game. And the first one is off the mark. He'll get another.
Gavin Conley back in for the Longhorns, awaiting Sasser's second free throw attempt. Up and in. 21-19, Longhorns looking to hold on to this advantage. Evan Howard driving down. Gets it to Liam Doughty in the left corner. Chichiakulu up top. And he'll put up a wild shot. And they're going to signal back in the direction of the Hightower Hurricanes. That'll be a charging foul against Chid. And a smart move by the Hightower Hurricanes. They perfectly positioned a defender under Chid. Got that call. And now with one shot, they could possibly tie it up or take the lead. Not what Coach Henry was looking for here in the second period.
And another quick foul whistled against Chichiakulu, his second. Tried to interrupt that pass going to Milton Rice, who's now at the free throw line. Milton scoreless this afternoon to this point.
We'll wait the first free throw attempt. Score still at 21-19. And the shot off the iron. It was an attempted putback by Cameron Thompson, taken by Evan Howard to Liam Doughty, and he loses it as he was trying to transition into the paint. It was Javon Sasser trying to take it away. They'll keep it with the Longhorns. And it's been quite a back and forth here. Evan Howard to Gavin Conley. Conley taking a hit, lost control of the ball. We'll see if they call a foul. And they will against number 23, Milton Rice, his second of the game. It was a non-shooting, so it'll be Alvin Bro to inbound. Evan Howard now back to Conley in the paint. And a beautiful step back jump shot for two by Gavin Conley. Makes it 6 points on the day for him, the junior.
As soon as he came into the game, he had consecutive baskets. Now adding this one in the second quarter, Gavin was six.
Hightower looking to respond. Jaden Hughes gets the pass off to Sasser, covered by Bro. Sasser lobs it up towards the basket, off the backboard, and off of the rim. Goes right into the basket. 23-21, Longhorns back to only leading by two. Alvin Bro gets the pass from Evan Howard. Bro back to Howard. Howard long range from three. And Conley tried to get the rebound after the air ball. But they'll say it's going back to the Hurricanes. And I mentioned this earlier, Tom. It's been back and forth. Yeah, that sluggish start by the Longhorns. Hightower was leading by quite a bit. And the Longhorns had that long swing where they were leading 19-10 by the start of the second period. But now Hightower chips it away to just being down by two. And a pass from Thompson out to Hughes. Hughes with the step back three-pointer. Liam Doughty gets the rebound for the Longhorns. Tried to quickly pass it to Alvin Bro. Goes behind his back. And another turnover for the Longhorns. Coach Brian Henry was not pleased with that at all. And we're seeing a little bit of words spoken here between Hightower and the Longhorns. Referees trying to break it up here. And some tension on the court, folks. It looks like they did successfully break it up. And not a good sight. Thankfully, the referees and Coach Brian Henry himself was able to break it up before things escalated.
Well, we had a little bit of rough play in the JV game. That may have carried over here to the varsity play, both clubs going at it really hard here. And so now the officials are gathering to see if there's going to be any consequence for that dust-up at mid-court. And we'll see what the final word is.
So as it's situated right now, they're looking at what could have been a Hightower inbound. They're still discussing it, and it will be Jaden Hughes on the left side of the court looking to inbound. We'll see Reese Black come in for the first time today. So it'll be Hightower possession after they sort things out. So 2:05 left here in the second period. Longhorns lead 23-21 over Hightower. Nice pass from Corey to Cameron Thompson inside traffic and puts it in the basket. Makes it tied up at 23. And the near steal by Thompson. Liam Doughty recovers it. And Hughes, it was actually Milton Rice, was gunning for that charging foul. But we are going to see Rice called for the foul itself.
Yeah, third personal foul for the junior center, Milton Rice. And again, not a shooting foul, and the Longhorns are not in the bonus situation. So George Ranch will inbound. Alvin Bro will do that.
So again, tied at 23. Longhorns led 19-10 entering this period. We are now tied here with 1:46 left to go before halftime. Alvin Bro. And not even a second into the inbound, Corey Thompson called for the foul.
No, check that. It's Evan Howard, both wearing number one, but Evan Howard is called for the foul, trying to hold back Corey Thompson. That's why they're turning the ball over to the Hurricane.
And that was not even a second. Just almost immediately, Evan Howard called for the foul. And Corey Thompson with the step-back two-pointer. That one couldn't drop in. Alvin Bro gets the rebound. Longhorns outscored 4-13 in this period alone. Bro facing tough coverage by Cameron Thompson. Gets it to Evan Howard on the right side. Reese Black sets the pick. He'll get it, pass it back up top to Evan Howard, where they'll restart possession. Inside of a minute to go before halftime, Longhorns looking for a basket to take the lead once again. Liam Doughty covered by Hughes and Sasser. Julius Carter fires a wild one, intercepted by Sasser. Sasser takes it himself, puts it up. What a shot by Jarek Sasser over his head. And in, drops it in. We'll see if it's added to the scoreboard. They'll say, I guess they'll wave off the basket, but they will send Sasser up to the free throw line.
Yeah, Liam Doughty, the guilty party there, picks up his first personal foul, and now they did add that basket back.
The free throw by Sasser bounces off of the rim. Long pass to Evan Howard. Back out to Alvin Bro. And they try to get a little too risky with the possession. Howard tried to get it to Alvin Bro. He couldn't hang on, let it slip out of his hands. So 25-23, Hightower back in front. We've got 30 seconds left in the second period. Hughes to Cameron Thompson. Facing Julius Carter. 20 seconds to go. Waiting for Thompson to make a move. Gets it to Corey Thompson for three. Nothing but net. A swish on the three-point shot by Corey Thompson. 8 seconds left, 28-23. Evan Howard blocked by Corey Thompson. He gets it back down. He's all alone and slams it in. And at the final buzzer, sitting at the end of the first half, Hightower Hurricanes go up 30-23 over the George Ranch Longhorns. And we'll take a quick break here. Join you back for halftime coverage. You're listening to GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHSI Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to GRHSI Radio for halftime coverage here. The Longhorns taking on the Hightower Hurricanes. And, Tom, it's just been a back-and-forth affair. Longhorns were down in the first period. They were up 19-10 entering the second period, but let things slip away in the final minutes before halftime. They are now down by 7. And, Tom, you'll update us on scoring in a little bit, but let's talk about kind of the expectations set by Brian Henry coming into this game and how they've executed it. The big talking point for him was eliminating the transition for that Hightower offense. So far, it looked promising to start the first half, but you had some costly turnovers, and then you let the Hightower Hurricanes find their groove to end the half, and that's why you find yourselves down by such a deficit. And on the front of limiting turnovers, it's been kind of a rough time for the Longhorns. I believe they should be in double digits when it comes to traveling, when it comes to those risky long-range passes. So what do you think the Longhorns need to improve on heading into the second half?
Well, first of all, need to cut down on mistakes. They had 13 turnovers in the second quarter and now have 17 as we sit here during halftime. Excuse me, during halftime. And they're scoring. They were outscored 11-4 in the second quarter, and that 9-point lead shifted into a 7-point deficit, so a 16-point swing by the Longhorns and by Hightower, mainly on the strength of Corey Thompson's 11 points in the second quarter, 14 for the game. Cameron Thompson was 6 and 10 by Jarek Sasser, and that's it. Hurricanes 3-for-5 from the free throw line through the first two quarters. They've turned the ball over 9 times. Longhorns have not been to the free throw line and just had a basket by Curtis McNeil and Gavin Conley in the second quarter. So as the turnovers went up, the scoring went down, and on Hightower's side, their scoring went up and just blew past George Ranch.
Well, I think it comes down to this. Are the Longhorns competing against a really tough opponent? Yes, like we talked about in the pregame. But it really just comes down to consistency. You cannot dominate one quarter of play but then let up in the other quarter of play. That's why you face situations like this. So I think what the Longhorns need to do is find that form we saw in the first period, the one that scored 19 points to start off things here at George Ranch High School. So I'm excited to see the adjustments Coach Henry makes coming out of the locker room and see if they can snatch a win against the undefeated in-district Hightower Hurricanes.
One of the things that Coach Henry told me during our interview this morning was that his club, back in December, at Missouri City, at the home of the Hurricanes, played two really good quarters, but fell down in the last two. He wants them to play all 32 minutes and be in the game from start to finish. We heard that from the Lady Longhorns head coach Michelle Trotter the other day about being able to be in games, stay in games, and finish the game. And that's been a problem here on in the first quarter and really off in the second quarter. We'll see what quarters number 3 and 4 bring the Longhorns. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Welcome back, everybody, to live George Ranch High School basketball on GRHS iRadio, LCISD's first and only campus radio station at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas.
It's halftime at George Ranch High School. Hightower Hurricanes 30, George Ranch 23. Hurricanes back out on the court at the far end in the second half. Longhorns will be moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, however you're listening to us this afternoon. And as we always tag at the end, if you are a fan of the Hightower Hurricanes, we welcome you into the broadcast. Your team really came back strong in the second quarter and turned a 9-point deficit into a 7-point lead, so a 16-point swing engineered by your Hurricanes, along with Corey Thompson's 11 points in the second quarter, and that's where we stand. We'll step out for a little bit, unless you listen to some sounds around the gym, then we'll be back in about 90 seconds to bring you the third quarter and beyond. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Let's go back out to the gym and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's game.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. Teams back out on the court to tip things off. No, they don't do that anymore. I don't know why I said that. They all went to the center of the court and then kind of broke off from there. The Longhorns will inbound on the other side. George Ranch moving left to right across your dial here this afternoon. Now with the third and fourth quarters, here's Keenan Vaughn.
Let's get back into this one. Longhorns facing off against the Hightower Hurricanes here at George Ranch High School. They start off possession. Chichiokulu immediately gets into a tie-up with number three, Cameron Thompson of Hightower. And they're going to reward it back to the Hurricanes. So the score currently sits at 30-23. Hightower in front. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the Longhorns and Hurricanes on opposite sides of the 26A standings. We'll see Liam Doughty knock a ball out of bounds off of Corey Thompson. The Hightower Hurricanes have a perfect 10-0 record in in-district play. The Longhorns are in ninth place. And a step-back three-pointer by Jaden Hughes starts things off for scoring. Makes it the first double-digit game we've seen all ball game. Liam Doughty trying to put on some moves. Misses the shot, but he's going to be fouled. We'll see whose number is called here. It's against number one, Corey Thompson, his first foul of the day. And, Tom, you mentioned this during halftime. Longhorns didn't have a single trip up to the free throw line during the first half. Liam Doughty starts things off, makes his first free throw.
Well, the reverse broadcaster's jinx, instead of sending the opposition to the free throw line, we sent Liam Doughty up there.
Doughty, that one off of the back iron. Rested at 33-24, 9-point lead for Hightower. And Corey Thompson with a 3-point attempt, no good. Chichiokulu gets the rebound, and Hightower keeping with kind of the on and off full court press they've shown all game. Liam Doughty all by himself for three. And Julius Carter tries to get the rebound, knocks it away, does take it himself. Carter takes it himself, knocked away. And we'll see a foul called here. Again, Corey Thompson. Make that back-to-back fouls committed by the senior. Julius Carter now heading up to the line. How ironic. You have a whole half without trips up to the free throw line, and in just the first minute and some change of the second half, you've already got two players up. Julius Carter, that one off the front of the rim. Hightower up by nine. Once again off the front of the rim, Chichiokulu gets the rebound. Julius Carter all by himself for three, swivels around the rim, and back to the Hurricanes. Jaden Hughes will take it in the paint. Chichiokulu with another tenacious block. Evan Howard starting off this possession. They'll restart with Oren Limbrick. Now Howard puts up a shot. Nothing but net by Evan Howard. Make that 8 points on the day for him. The senior shooting guard for the Longhorns makes it 26-33. Another missed shot by the Hurricanes.
Longhorns on the move here with some points, 3 points to match the three for the Hurricanes. But some momentum at least swinging towards George Ranch, and now a timeout. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. but they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Welcome back to George Ranch High School. Longhorns taking on the Hightower Hurricanes in 26A play. They're down 26-33 with 5:38 left in the third period. Evan Howard passes it off to Liam Doughty. Liam Doughty banks it off the backboard and drops it into the basket. Makes it 33-28. Longhorns came into this period down by 7.
Doughty scored 6 in the first quarter, nothing in the second, and 3 here in the third. He's got 9.
Jaden Hughes passes it off to Corey Thompson. Thompson lays it off to Asa Christopher, who comes in for the first time today and has his first basket. He bumps it up to a 7-point lead. Evan Howard.
Asa Christopher, that senior center, got his first couple points. I think we saw him in the first quarter, but just briefly.
And a pretty tremendous defensive effort there by yours truly. Had a basketball hurling towards our table. Knocked it away by Chichi Akwalu in his prime. Thompson passed to Sasser, now to Hughes. Back up to Cameron Thompson. He'll step back and knock it down. Cameron Thompson, 6 points on the day, compared to 9 for his brother. See the whistle blown here. Gonna call a foul against number 11, Jarek Sasser, his first foul of the day. Liam Doughty looking to inbound, gets Evan Howard. Off to Alvin Bro. Off to Liam Doughty, almost loses control of it, and he does. And they're gonna see another call here against Liam Doughty. Draws the foul call.
And what Liam's saying there is, I didn't even have the ball. He did not have control of the ball. He had lost track of the ball and then collided with the Hurricanes. But offensive foul called, second of the afternoon for Liam.
And the jump shot by Asa Christopher goes in, makes it 39-28. An 11-point lead, the largest we've seen all night for either squad. And another turnover for the Longhorns. I think they were trying to get it back to their side of the court and knocked it out of bounds. So with 4:05 left, 39-28 Hightower. Longhorns trying to play David to the Hightower's Goliath. It would be a huge upset, but they find themselves down by double digit. Corey Thompson to Jared Hughes. Knocks it down from three-point range. Jaden Hughes, his second three-pointer of the period. And now Hightower starting to slowly pull away in this one. We'll see Curtis McNeil come back in. He's guarded by Hughes. Passes it off to Alvin Bro.
That 7-point deficit has now swelled to twice that. Hurricanes with 14, and as we say that, Gavin Conley down low puts in a basket.
8 points for Gavin Conley. I'm trying to see if it was at the Hightower. They lost control of it, knocked it out of bounds. Longhorns will get possession right back. And as Tom mentioned, Hightower was leading by as much as 14 here in the third period. Longhorns made it 12 off of the basket by Gavin Conley. Referees conversing with the scorers table. It will be Alvin Bro to inbound. 3:06 left in the third.
What the official did was go to the scorers table and alert the official scorer of a bench warning that he issued against the Longhorn bench. He had been going back and forth with Brian Henry and then marched right over there and gave the club a bench warning.
Manon Wu facing a double team Gets off to Liam Doughty. Doughty off back to Mononwu. Trying to penetrate the paint. Stolen by Cameron Thompson. Thompson comes into contact with Alvin Bro, who will be called with the foul. That's Alvin Bro's third foul today. And for numbers, Hightower has committed three fouls here in the second half compared to George Ranch's two fouls. And Cameron Thompson, his first trip up to the free throw line. 2:33 left to go in the third. That one off the rim. And as we've mentioned, the Longhorns' previous meeting with the Hightower Hurricanes ended with a 57-53 decision in Hightower's favor. And Cameron Thompson misses both free throws and his trip up to the line. Keeps it at 42-30. Longhorns will need a huge swing of momentum to get it in that position they faced in December. And they'll say it was last touched by Hightower as it had a little bit of a tie-up between the Longhorns and the Hurricanes.
The shooting guard, senior Arlis Bormerdizi, is in the ballgame for the Hurricanes.
So currently it is Evan Howard, Alvin Bro, Corey Jackson, Gavin Conley, and Gabriel Mononwu on the court for the Longhorns. Corey Jackson facing Sasser at the center court. And we're going to see turnover committed by the Longhorns. Corey Jackson heading right back to the Hightower Hurricanes. What was that call, Tom?
Not enough penetration in towards the basket. The Longhorns were dribbling the ball laterally up on top of their side of the court and didn't penetrate into the zone. And after 5 seconds, that's a turnover.
And we'll see Hightower give it right back with a turnover of their own. It was Bermudezi who had possession last.
Bermudezi in the game for the first time here in the third quarter.
A steal by Hughes, pass off to Bermudezi. Can't quite get it in the basket. Evan Howard gets the rebound. Howard from the free throw line with the jump shot, and he banks it in. Double digits for the senior, and a missed dunk by Asa Christopher. Alvin Bro gets it to Corey Jackson with the pass. Back to Alvin Bro, step back from the three-point line off the rim. Gavin Conley will take it, gets it to Anonwu, and they're gonna toss it up, give it to the Longhorns.
Wow, Gavin Conley tried to get it to Mononwu, and he had behind him, he had an open man to throw to, but luckily the Longhorns get the ball back.
Conley all by himself from three, and that one doesn't drop in. Remains at 42-32, 1:15 left in the third, and just like that, Jaden Hughes from long range responds with a three-pointer of his own. He has 9 points in the third period all alone. Hughes with a steal, gets it off to Bermudezi. It's stolen by Alvin Bro. Bro gets it to Corey Jackson. Jackson tries to put it up. That one off the iron. Gavin Conley passed to Alvin Bro. Evan Howard will take it in traffic. Puts up the jump shot and the whistle blown. And there's a signal for two free throws. It's going to be a foul against number two.
Zero. Ethan Brown is in the ball game for the first time.
I was a bit confused. The referee held up those two fists signaling two zeros. And yes, it is Ethan Brown, a senior for Hightower. Evan Howard's first free throw attempt off the mark. So it is 45-32, 46.16 left here in the third quarter.
I'd like to make this point while we have a chance. Jaden Hughes, as Keenan pointed out, has 9 points and came on all three-pointers and all here in the third quarter.
Second attempt by Howard. The shot in the basket. Howard puts it back at a 12-point advantage for the Hurricanes. Manon Wu covering Hughes. The pass to Sasser. And Hughes facing Corey Jackson. 30 seconds to go. Hughes facing double coverage. Back to Sasser. Now to Ethan Brown from Udizi. Some new faces for the Hightower Hurricanes. 15 seconds left. Hightower looking to run out the clock here in the third period. Alvin Broden swats it out of bounds. Leaves it with 8 seconds left here in the period.
Hightower Hurricanes have 10 men on their roster. The only one we haven't seen this afternoon is Dylan Turner.
And just as Hightower inbounds it, we see a foul call against number 15, Gabriel Manonwu, his second of the ball game. It was a non-shooting, so Hightower will attempt to inbound, perhaps get one final shot off as the clock will wind down here in the third.
Slight correction, we also have not seen Isaiah Sims.
Alvin Bro gets the rebound off the inbound. He tried to put it up. He'll be fouled. You see the number called is number 20, Arliss Bermudezi. That makes it 6 fouls here in the second half committed by the Hightower Hurricanes. George Ranch only committing 3. Bro, who had a 3-pointer in the first, makes his first free throw attempt. As it stands, 45-34. Longhorn still in it. Bro remains perfect from the line. 2 for 2. Gets it back up to 10. 3 seconds left here in the third. And there is your buzzer. Going into the final 8 minutes of play, Hightower leads the George Ranch Longhorns 45-35. You're listening to GR.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
And we are back here at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Hello, sports fans. I'm Keenan Vaughn alongside my partner, Tom Tarando, and you're listening to GRHSI Radio, the one and only place to tune in live for GR Sports. Longhorns facing off against the Hightower Hurricanes in 26A play. We are in the final period of play. They are down 45-35. And as I mentioned earlier, Longhorns are attempting to play David and Goliath. Hightower number one in the standings. George Ranch all the way at the bottom looking for a huge upset. And it was a pretty efficient half if you look at it from a number standpoint, Tom. They scored 12 points in the third, but it was on defense where they let up 15. And that's the reason why they're still facing such a large lead by the Hightower Hurricanes. Looking to finish out strong here in the competition gym. Corey Thompson pass off to Sasser. Now back to Cameron Thompson. Sasser covered by Evan Howard. Gets it to Corey Thompson. Inside the paint. Finds Jaden Hughes around the three-point line. Hightower just showing a little patience. Letting things play out. Let the clock wind down. Longhorns stick with their zone defense. And the pass to Corey Thompson inside the paint. Jump shot off the iron. Chichiakwulu gets the rebound. Now to Alvin Bro. Rowe lobs it down to Evan Howard. Couldn't quite get a hand on it. And you can see Coach Brian Henry trying to communicate with his team to slow down a bit and not attempt those risky passes we've seen all day, Tom.
Yeah, turnover number 23 for George Ranch. Through three quarters, the Hurricanes with 13.
So once again, the Thompsons are the ones setting up a possession for Hightower. Sasser on the left side finds Milton Rice in the paint. And the tip, the attempted tip in by Hughes, no good. Liam Doughty takes it down the court. And Milton Rice takes it right back, passes it off to Hughes. He's knocked down hard. He missed the layup attempt. And the foul will be called against number 20, Julius Carter.
Now, check that. It's 21, Liam Doughty. It was hard to see the referee holding up that other digit, but goes to the line is going to the line, rather, is Jaden Hughes.
This is Hughes' first trip up to the free throw line all ball game. It's 6:27 left on the clock here in the fourth. His first free throw attempt. Now one in the basket. 46-35 Hightower. The Longhorns are going to get back in this ball game as they were in the first half. They'll have to get something going on offense. Julius Carter from the free throw line. That one doesn't quite drop in off of the rim. Sasser, long pass to Jaden Hughes.
And Julius rushed that shot. It was a little bit flat. Hit the front iron. He had some time. There's a steal.
Alvin Bro with an incredible steal, as Tom mentioned, just all by himself, puts it in the basket. 46-37 now. And those are the kind of plays you need, Tom, when you're trying to erase a deficit. And a great block there by Julius Carter off of Cameron Thompson. Jaden Hughes recovers it. Sasser up top facing Alvin Bro. Now up to Corey Thompson. Trying to penetrate the paint. Here is Hightower, Milton Rice. And we'll see a traveling whistled against Rice. One step too many inside the paint. And it's kind of a duality on offense, Tom. When you see Hightower, they're a little bit more relaxed and patient. They're waiting for that open shot. But when you see George Ranch, they're really trying to rush it and be aggressive. Alvin Bro hits one off the side of the backboard. And you can appreciate the urgency that the Longhorns have had here in the fourth period, but it's led to those kind of those rush shots and those missed opportunities.
Yeah, and on D, it translates into turnovers or fouls, as we just had here against Chid Chiaquilu, his third, and that puts the ball back into the hands of Hightower.
Thompson gets it off to Cameron Thompson, and another block by Chid Chiaquilu. He's had three outstanding defensive blocks this afternoon. It'll be a non-shooting foul committed against the Longhorns. It'll be Corey Thompson to inbound. See them try to wipe some perspiration off of the court. 46-37, Hightower still leading the Longhorns with 4:40 left to go in the game. And they'll give the go-ahead signal. Continue play. Thompson gets it into Milton Rice. Pass off to Hughes. Now restarting is Corey Thompson. Hughes facing off against Chid Chiaquilu almost halfway into the fourth period of play. Milton Rice, long pass to the right side of the court to Sasser. Sasser all the way past the three-point line. That one off the iron. Recovered by Corey Thompson. Finds Jared Hughes in the left corner. off to Cameron Thompson. A long possession here by the Hurricanes. Puts up the shot up and in for Cameron Thompson. Back up to an 11-point lead for the Hurricanes. Alvin Breaux. Corey Jackson loses control of it. Right back in the hands of Milton Rice. All the way down court to Sasser. And an attempted dunk by Rice, blocked by Chichiokolu. And the Longhorns try to get it back. Evan Howard gets it and lobs it up to Julius Carter. But man, what a block by Cameron Thompson on Carter. Prevents a layup attempt that will be a foul called against Cameron Thompson. Yes, it is Cameron Thompson. It's hard when you have two brothers that look very alike on the court. Try to figure out which one. It's called for the foul. It's Julius Carter on the line. That one, the back of the rim. Carter yet to score here in the ball game. His first trip up to the line.
Corey Jackson out. Liam Doughty back in for George Ranch. And it looks like Gabriel Mananwu will come in after this free throw.
And another miss there by Julius Carter on the free throw. Chichiokolu gets the rebound and puts it back up. So 48-39.
Believe it or not, first 2 points of the afternoon for Chit.
And that is hard to believe. He's been an incredible player all season for the Longhorns. Evan Howard put up the three-point attempt. That one didn't drop in. Hughes got the rebound. And he'll just easily lob it up into the basket. Back up to an 11-point lead for the Hightower Hurricanes. Longhorns and Hightower kind of standing at a stalemate. Evan Howard responds immediately with a lane of his own. And it's been kind of a back and forth, Tom. Longhorns have been scoring, but haven't been able to get those stops on defense. And Milton Rice puts it back up and drops it in for the Hurricanes, 52-41. And a back and forth scoring here in the later part of the fourth period for both squads. Liam Doughty up against Milton Rice. They'll wave it off and call a charging foul against Liam Doughty. He cannot believe it. And that's been his reaction to most of the foul calls against him. He's been pleading his case, but to no avail.
And that's his second charging foul. He's got three for the ball game, but his second on offense.
So again, 52-41. Hightower still in front. We are at 2:30 left to go in the fourth period. We see Curtis McNeil come in for the Longhorns. Mananwu, Doughty, Chiakwalu, Curtis McNeil, and Oren Limbrick on the court for GR. Hughes to a wide open Sasser on the 3-point line. Pass up to Corey Thompson. Thompson dumps it off to Thompson. He's guarded by Curtis McNeil. Hightower letting the clock run by. Pass off to Hughes. And Cameron Thompson will restart possession. And yeah, it just seems that the Hightower is doing their best to try to wind the clock and maybe possibly get the Longhorns to try to foul. Cameron Thompson finally ends the drive by putting in a jump back two-pointer of his own. 54-41, Longhorns down by 13 with less than a minute and a half left to go.
And George Ranch does not have the luxury of time that the Hurricanes had. They need to put the ball up and get it in the hoop.
Oren Limbrick, he must have heard you. A couple seconds later, he nails a three-pointer and bumps it back up to a 10-point advantage for Hightower. Brian Henry is going to call a timeout. Let's keep it here. And as you said, Tom, Longhorns just do not have the privilege of kind of letting, being a little bit, I guess, relaxed with the clock. They're going to need to be aggressive with their offensive drives. Down by 10 with a little bit over a minute left. What do you see the Longhorns doing here?
Well, what they have to do is take care of both ends of the court. They get the ball in the hoop down in the near end, but get some stops on the other end, because trading baskets now with the Hurricanes is not going to do anything but end this game with a 10-point deficit. So they need to do the what has been impossible now for them second, third, and here in the fourth, is put the ball in the hoop on this end, get some stops on the other.
Well, what it might be difficult from what you've seen from Hightower, they're content with just either letting George Wrench foul them or letting the clock run down, so you risk the chance of sending Hightower up to the line where they've been efficient for most of the game, but sitting at 54-44, Longhorns are going to have to make a move with 109 left.
Well, teams find themselves in that position, and we've talked about this before with the Lady Longhorns. They get to a point where they're having to foul and send the other club up to the free throw line over and over again in the waning minutes of the game, and sometimes that translates into even more points and makes the deficit even bigger.
And we are inside a minute to go here. I will finally see the Longhorns attempt a foul. That's called against number 10, Alvin Bro. It's his fourth this afternoon. Both squads sitting at seven fouls apiece. And up to the line is Jarek Sasser.
Sasser with 10 points, all in the first half.
Sasser misses the free throw attempt. 52 seconds left here in the fourth. Longhorn's going to have to do something, and they're going to have to do it quick. Alvin Bro looking for someone open. Finds Oren Limbrick. Down to Curtis McNeil. He'll send a long three-pointer up. And that one bounces off the iron. And Oren Limbrick fouls Jaden Hughes. And we'll see what we talked about come to life here. Longhorns really having no choice but to foul those Hightower shooters. So still 54-44, now with 38 seconds left. Looking pretty tough for the Longhorns in this situation.
Jaden Hughes with 12 points. He had 3 three-pointers in the third quarter. In this quarter, a basket and now 2 free throws. He's got 12.
Hughes knocks down the first, misses the second free throw. 35 seconds left. Down by 11, Longhorns. And a steal by Hughes. He'll drive it up into the basket, but they're going to wave it off. See what the call here is. It didn't quite look like a charging foul against Hughes, as no one was in front of him.
No, it was a foul against Curtis McNeil. The problem was that the player that went down and jammed that one home, touching the ball when it was on the rim, was totally unnecessary. He was going to get the basket, but then it got waved off. So now Hughes just gets another free throw.
And he makes the first free throw, so it's 56-44. Hughes with his second trip up to the line, knocks down both. Longhorns down by 13. Alvin Bro attempts a last-second three-pointer. Thompson passes off to Hughes, back up to Cameron Thompson. He'll find a corner in the court, and he'll just dribble this one out here at George Ranch High School. With 3 seconds left, and your buzzer is there. And that does it here at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. The Hightower Hurricanes defeat George Ranch 57-44. We'll join you back for post-game coverage. You're listening to GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics on GRHSI Radio is brought to you all season long by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our GRHS Maroon and Black ABC sponsors are the Broughton Investment Firm, Greg Harris Insurance, and Mission Digital. The George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club Diamond sponsors are Audra O'Neill, Team Realtors, Christina's Tax Services, Clark Condon Landscape Architectures, Coldwell Banker, Shane Light Realtor, Customized Pest and Wildlife, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, NRL Mortgage, Kelly Rifle, Beth Wolf Real Estate, Memorial Hermann Hospitals, Think Neurology, and Tritus Wealth Management. A hearty thank you to all of our GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors who support Live Longhorns Athletics on GRHS iRadio. Let's go back out to the gym and join Keenan Vaughn, Tom Tarando, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's game.
All right, back at George Ranch High School to wrap this one up. Final score, Hightower Hurricanes stay undefeated in 26A with a 57-44 victory over George Ranch. Overall record 21-6, 11-0, and facing the Elkins Knights at the home of the Hurricanes next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. George Ranch's record goes to 11-19. They're 1-11 in district play. And their next game is at Dulles Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. That means we'll have Lady Longhorns basketball here Wednesday night on GRHSI Radio beginning at 6:45 p.m. unless the JV game runs long. Longhorns, nice start, promising start in the first quarter. Held a 19-12 lead. But then a bad second quarter, and when we say bad, we mean 13 turnovers and only 4 points scored bad. And it kind of went from there, inefficient third quarter, and the game just got out of hand, as we pointed out on the air during the course of the action. Fouls and turnovers and then having to foul just doesn't add up to a recipe for a win.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of areas of concern throughout this game. Like you mentioned, the turnovers. I think they had more than 20 in the game, and I say this over and over again. It doesn't matter what kind of team you are and what talent you have. With that amount of turnovers, it's going to be a hard time succeeding at any level. There's also that consistency, like you mentioned. They had a really strong beginning to the game, but they just could not finish when it mattered in the home stretch of the game. And it's not to say they played bad. In the second half, they put up good numbers. They limited Hightower's scoring really well in the fourth, but it was just that bad second period and letting those scoring runs by Hightower run up the score that really doomed them. And it was ultimately the defense. Obviously, it was going to be tough when you have a team averaging 61 points per game. You let them score 57 here. And at the end of the day, you can say the Longhorns, they definitely gave the number one team in the district a run for their money, but just didn't have enough in them to come away with a win.
Leading scorer on the floor this afternoon, Jaden Hughes with 15. He had 3 three-pointers in the third quarter, added 6. With a basket and 4 free throws in the fourth, finished with 15. Corey Thompson, 14. Cameron Thompson, 12. 10 for Jarek. Excuse me again. 10 for Jarek Sasser. 4 for Asa Christopher, and a basket by Milton Rice. On the other side, the Longhorns had one player in double figures, Evan Howard with 13. 9, Liam Doughty. 8, Gavin Conley. 7, Alvin Bro. 3-pointer by Ori Limbrick. A couple points by Curtis McNeil and Chid Chiakwalu. And let's note again that the big 6'7 junior, although defensively a lot of blocks, a lot of steals, only contributed 2 points this afternoon. And, you know, when you look at Chid's body of work, you expect more points from him.
Yeah, and especially with the opponent you're facing, you really want your X factors to really come out and shine. And Hightower just did a fantastic job of limiting him on offense. He did contribute on defense, but Longhorns just didn't have enough offense to compete. So real quickly before we end the broadcast here, I wanted to update everyone on our schedule. So next Wednesday, the Lady Longhorns come here at George Ranch. They're facing the Dulles Lady Vikings. And to wrap up their regular season, that'll be their second-to-last game. And then our next broadcast and our last broadcast for the Longhorns men's team, they will be playing Elkins here at George Ranch High School next Saturday, the 7th. And that will conclude both seasons for the Lady Longhorns and the Longhorns varsity teams. I think that ends it here at George Ranch High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn alongside my partner, Tom Tarando. You've been listening to GRHSI Radio.